sir. All right, turn your Bibles, if you would, just for a little bit to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Again, let's pray for our pastor and Miss Anderson that they're having a great time, refreshed, and hey, it's good that they'll be able to get out of town for a couple of weeks. Amen? All right, we're going to, just for time's sake, we're going to start in verse number 19. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set up before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Nathan, open us up in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to gather here this morning, Lord. I thank you for all the prayer requests, Lord. Just pray for Brother Darrell as he brings us the message that we need to hear most in our hearts, Lord. Pray that you open our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Just for a little while today, I want to preach on life is full of choices. Choose life this morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you what God set before us. Things every day. And I know we as Christians, I know I do. Look, I've been saved. I go to a good church. I love Bible preaching. I love singing, the gospel singing, amen. And then my life goes on autopilot. I just do my own things. But now when it comes down to the house of God, listen, I want to take it serious. But what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? And Saturday, amen, it shouldn't be just on autopilot, because we make many choices day by day. And you children and you growing up, adults, I want you to realize that life is full of choices this morning. Lucas, I had you in mind. I'm going to give you a little study and you report back to me on Wednesday. I want you to realize how many choices you make in a day in and day out, amen. And I'll tell you what, God tells us to choose life. Choose Him this morning. It's not just what we eat and what we drink, even though we choose most of those things. And I realize there's some involuntary things that I come up with this, and I don't want you to put too much stock in it and think that old Brother Darrell is getting smart in his old age, but there are some involuntary things that you have no choosing over. What about breathing? Breathing's one of those involuntary things, amen. Hold your breath if you can until you pass out. You know what the first thing you'll do when you pass out? You're going to breathe, amen. But I'll tell you what, there's many choices, brethren and sistren, this morning that we make day by day and we take no thought in it. And I'll tell you what, God was teaching the children of Israel that, look, I set before you day in and day out life, and I set day in and day out cursings, and you make the decision on what you want to live by, amen. Appleby Baptist, may I remind us this morning, and we won't be here long, that your very life shows your company and your family in this world which chosen road you have chosen on, amen. Some roads that you choose are bumpy, but I'll tell you what, being on a bumpy road with God and you chose God is better than being on a smooth road going straight to hell this morning, amen. I'm going to tell you what, children and older people here and all alike, the most greatest question I could ask you this morning is, have you chosen Jesus as your personal Savior this morning? I'm going to tell you what, we live in a world, I told him in Sunday school, Brother David, thank you for taking the Sunday school for me and helping me out, amen. I appreciate that. Don't want to ever take that for granted. I'll tell you what, the world, we live in a day and a time that everybody is going to heaven, amen. Nobody's going to hell anymore. It seems like everybody's chosen Christ. But I'll tell you what, there's a rude awakening for most of them. That little old whore, Annie Heck, amen, that was a bisexual lesbian. Did you hear that she met her maker this week, amen, drunk and run into a house in a fiery flame and had brain damage, and it's too late for her. She made her choices day in and day out, and now she met her maker, no doubt in hell this morning. I'll tell you what God says. It. Listen, it matters what we choose. As the singer sang, I choose Christ, and I'm going to tell you what, sometimes the road that He leads us on is a bumpy road. I'll tell you what, but He's evermore going to be there with us and for us as we need Him, amen. Don't take Him for granted as I have taken Him for granted in the past. I'm going to tell you what, it sometimes I know in your mind it seemed like things are not going exactly the way I planned it. You know what? We've got too many plans as Christians, amen. We need to be ready to be flexible. And as God moves us in many different directions, amen, we need to be willing to say, I'm ready and willing to do what you're asking me, Lord. I'm going to tell you what, have you chose Christ this morning? Chapter 30 tells us some, and we'll read it. It says, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God had driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey His voice according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And may I remind you, parents, that the choices we make, may I remind you, grandparents, that some of the choices we make will affect our children and our grandchildren, amen. Sometimes we don't want to think about that because, hey, we're all in Gagaville and we want to think about all the little flowers growing and I'll tell you, the birds singing, and we don't want to get down to the nitty-gritty of life. But the choices we make affect other people, amen. I was one for a long time that said, look, my sin, my choice only affects me. No, it doesn't. That's a lie spawned from the pits and the pains of hell, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you better realize the choices you make have far greater reaping repercussions. I'm going to tell you what, it could affect your family. It's one thing that God would judge me, but it's another thing that God would judge my wife and my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandchildren and throw a bad light on this church and on, especially on my God, amen. I'm going to tell you what, we don't like to think about those things, but those are some of the choices we make day in and day out, amen. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and will have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out into the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will He fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and He will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. I'm going to tell you what, the choices we make, God will bless us and bless our very seed, amen, to love Him like that we're supposed to do. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuteth thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all His commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as He has rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep His commandments and His statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it afar off. I'm going to tell you what, the choices you got in His commandments are very near to us. And I'll tell you what, you can try to put them aside and you can try to be on autopilot, but I'm going to tell you what, he's watching, and he's got it close to us. You can choose this day a blessing, or you can choose a curse. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee. It's close unto thee this morning, Appleby Baptist, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day good and death and evil, in that the God command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. If thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death and blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God. Are you loving the Lord this morning? That's a question. Loving the Lord. Are you just on autopilot this morning, just doing the very bare minimum? I'm going to tell you what, the Lord commands that we love him with all our heart, our soul, and our body. And I'm going to tell you what, half-hearted praise, half-hearted heart, worshiping the Lord, he's not going to accept that this morning. And I'll tell you, you might be thinking you're choosing the right way, but you are choosing the wrong way, and you're choosing cursing in your life. We need to get back to wholehearted love, wholehearted praise. I'm going to tell you what this morning. Are you loving God this morning? And that thou mayest obey his voice. I'm going to tell you what, you say that, listen, you love God and you don't know to obey his commandments, you're a liar, the Bible says. You want to tell on yourself, I tell you what, are you obeying God's word this morning? Are you picking and choosing like most of us are? Are you on autopilot like most of the world is? I'm going to tell you what, God said, choose this day. Choose this day. He set before us a cursing or a blessing. Which one do you want this morning? Obeying his voice, communing. When's the last time you really got down and communed with God? You know, this is what I do. I say, well, I'm going to constant prayer, you know, pretty much all day. You know, when I'm flipping and making burritos, I'm really praying. No, you're not. When's the last time? Listen, when's the last time we've taken time out for God and got on our knees and prayed? It's been a while for me. It's been a while. Shame on us this morning. God said, look, I'm putting before you a blessing or a curse. What's it going to be this morning? Communing with God. And that thou mayest cleave unto him. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, isn't it good? I'm going to tell you, I cleave to my wife. Cleaving. To adhere closely, sticking like glue. But I'm going to tell you what, something better than your wife or your husband is the Lord. You know, I can only do so much as a husband. Ladies, you can only do so much as a wife. Friend, you can only do so much as a friend. And then it ends. But I'm going to tell you what. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, said, cling to me. And he'll be there for us. Amen. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. Clinging unto him. Cleave, for he is thy life. When's the last time we realized that, look, we can do nothing without him? Oh, we try. Boy, I do. I stay so busy that, you know what, it's a hard time keeping God in there because I've got it all under control. But I'm going to tell you what, when we sit down and realize there's choosing to be done, and that we realize that God is our very life, that involuntary breath that we take, God's in control of that. He says, stop, you'll breathe no more. He says, stop, your heart will stop beating. He's our very life when it's the last time that we thanked Him for that. Amen. And the length of thy days. Now this kind of gives us a connotation that, you know, life may be long, and it may be. But whether it's one day or 10,000 days, God's in control of it. Do we realize this morning? And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Dwell in the place where He's put you and be fruitful. That's what I'm saying. You can be in a place and think you're doing a God a big service, but be on autopilot this morning. Think you've chose life, but really what you've done is chose your own life. God said He's going to give us a place, and He, you know what He wants us to do is be fruitful. Praise Him in the place that He's put you. Sometimes we get too busy, and we're all about moving around, doing this, doing that, and not realizing that, hey, God's right here. We're too busy for God this morning. The most important thing this morning, and I'm going to ask you this, young people, have you chose Christ this morning? Are you saved this morning? Grown-ups, are you saved this morning? Are you just playing? You've chose everything but Christ, and it shows. It shows. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you that God said He controls the length of your days, and your day, my day, may be up today. We choose a lot of things day by day, Lucas. But the most important thing that we can choose, if you're not saved, is to be saved. And if you are saved, to put God first in your life, not just on a weekly basis, monthly basis, but day by day. As the singers come, sing one verse. If you need to come, for any reason, you come.